美国进入疫苗接种计划第二阶段。美国政府及民间援助印度抵抗疫情。人权团体肯定拜登政府推动人权。美东时间5月4号星期二，北京时间5月5号星期三，欢迎收看美国观察，我们从美国首都华盛顿为您现场直播。拜登总统5月4号宣布，美国新冠疫苗的接种计划进入第二阶段，同时尽力协助国际社会抗击疫情。美国国务卿布林肯周二在伦敦参加七国集团外长举行的面对面会议，议程重点包括俄罗斯、中国、伊朗和缅甸在内的全球性话题。稍后在节目中，我们将带来详细的报道。拜登总统表示，在7月4号美国独立纪念日之前，要让70%的美国人接种至少一剂新冠疫苗。1.6亿美国人完全接种疫苗，未来也准备向有需要的国家出口辉瑞和莫德纳疫苗。详细情况，请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍。耀毅。
拜登总统在5月4号星期二呢，在白宫的国宴厅当中表示，他当时上任的时候一说100天之内要来接种1亿剂疫苗的这个目标呢，现在已经是以2亿多剂疫苗接种的成果而达成了。那么现在宣布了第二剂目标第二这个阶段的疫苗接种的这个重点还有目标。我们来看一下拜登总统今天在白宫是怎么说的。
In the next 2 months, our focus is going to be on 3 groups.Kids between 12 and 15 who are awaiting potential FDA authorization to get a shot. 2, adults who have had trouble locating a place to get a shot or who just haven't gotten around to it. And 3, those who need more convincing, being convinced of the necessity of getting the vaccine. As we turn to this new phase, we're also setting a new goal. 2 months from today, families across the country are going to celebrate the 4th of July.Our goal by July 4th is to have 70% of adult Americans with at least one shot and 160 million Americans fully vaccinated.
那拜登总统也宣布呢，从下个星期开始全美国大小的药房都要提供给民众不需要预约就可以接种疫苗的服务。那住在比较偏乡的民众呢，政府将会提供来设置小型的接种疫苗所，还有这个偏乡的诊所，让这个民众不需要开很远的车就可以获得疫苗。他并且也宣布了一个网站 vaccines.gov， 还有一个电话简讯专线438829，只要呢传自己家的这个邮递区号呢，就能够获得离你家最近的疫苗接种所的资讯。那拜登总统也说呢，正在推出各项让美国民众更愿意去接种的方案。他感谢呢1000家已经开始提供疫苗价给员工的这个美国企业，并且呢呼吁更多的企业效法。他也说呢，将会提供税务减免作为补偿给这些企业。那么他也说呢，现在也正在跟各个商家合作，来这个例如说接种疫苗的民众可以获得超市的折价券，还有呢跟各大体育联盟合作，在体育场接种疫苗，提供免费球赛的票等等。那拜登总统呼吁现在对接种疫苗还有疑虑的民众呢，可以跟已经身边的亲朋好友已经接种了疫苗的人呢，还有跟他们的这个社区的领袖这个家庭的医师还有宗教领袖等做交流，来回答他们的疑问。此外呢，美国在这个65岁以上的民众呢，已经有85%已经接种了至少一剂的疫苗，所以拜登表示接下来的目标是要锁定65岁以下的人士。他呼吁年轻人说呢，这种疫苗不只是保护自己，也会保护身边的人。那么在讨论到新冠疫情在印度现在的情况的时候呢，拜登总统说，这个印度总理莫迪提出的所有的请求跟需求呢，美国方面都已经答应并且已经提供了。他并且也说呢，美国将会继续在世界上来提供新冠的疫苗。我们看一下拜登总统今天是怎么说的。
As long as there's a problem anywhere in the world, even if we solve it here,We're going to move as quickly as we can to get as many doses of Moderna and Pfizer as possibly can be produced and export those around the world.
来拜登总 那拜登总统也表示呢，美国会继续在世界上提供人道救援的一个服务，就会透过这个 COVAX 的疫苗体系呢，来提供疫苗给有需要的国家。那拜登总统也曾经多次说过，只有全世界都安全，美国人才安全，所以呢，必须要在全世界根除新冠疫情。卡拉，
好的，感谢耀义的详细报道。美国对印度的旅行禁令周二开始实施，部分印度旅客赶着搭乘周一在禁令前的最后一班飞机来到美国。美国除了向印度提供了新冠疫苗及医疗器材之外，各界也涌入了大量的捐助来援助印度抵抗疫情。来看报道。
Current situation in India is pretty scary, with lots of people experiencing close to death scenarios, with the hospital beds not being available, and the oxygen supplies getting reduced. And it is in every other house there's a casualty, and the situation is really bad.
I think it's as bad as it gets right now. I think the pandemic is at its peak. We dealt with that in New York last year, and a similar situation they are going through at this point. And the only way we can help is that getting certain gadgets to them.
This is one time that the entire Indian-American community has come together and is, you know, is pouring, you know, the kind of support that you see for the situation back in India is extraordinary.
美国务卿布林肯周二在伦敦参加七国集团外长举行的面对面会议。英国今年担任七国集团轮值主席国。英国外交部说，议程重点是就包括俄罗斯、中国、伊朗和缅甸在内的最关键的全球问题采取果断行动。路透社说，英国将寻求与七国集团达成一致，保护民主国家。英国还表示，中国的经济影响力和俄罗斯的恶意活动可能会破坏民主国家。美国国务卿布林肯一天前在与英国外交大臣拉布一起举行的记者会上说，我们的目的不是试图遏制中国或压制中国，但当他不履行对秩序所做的承诺时，我们将站出来捍卫秩序。继续关注外交方面的消息，国务院非洲之角特使费尔曼星期二启程前往东非，希望通过外交手段化解埃塞俄比亚提格雷地区的暴行以及人道危机。这是拜登政府展开对非洲布局的最新外交努力。以下是美国之音驻国务院记者站主任张荣香的采访报道。
埃塞俄比亚北部的提格雷地区从去年11月初爆发战乱，当时提格瑞省不满总理修宪扩权发动军事叛变，政府与叛军不愿妥协，几个月来的战乱导致难民逃亡，冲突蔓延到邻近的苏丹以及厄立特里亚。美国以及联合国都表示，这场人道危机越来越恶化，许多人道救援物资没有办法送进提格瑞地区。美国特使菲尔曼出访东非是继美国国务卿布林肯上个星期通过视讯方式出访奈及利亚与肯尼亚两国之后对非洲的最新外交举措。为了对埃塞俄比亚政府施压，结束提格瑞地区的人道危机，美国不愿暂停对这个国家在非人道项目上的援助，但是继续人道救援。前美国驻埃塞俄比亚大使大卫·西恩告诉美国之音，在美国眼中，埃塞俄比亚是非洲最重要的国家之一， 对他的政府实行重大制裁是不切实际的做法。
Under the circumstances, I don't think the United States is prepared to do that. I think it would rather pursue its current policy of dialoguing with the government of Ethiopia, trying to convince it to take steps that will end the humanitarian crisis in Tigray region.
和前任政府在就任两年之后才由当时的美国国务卿蒂勒森出访非洲相比，拜登政府很早就开始布局非洲，并且关注中国在非洲的活动。上个月，美军非洲司令部司令斯蒂芬·汤森上将在一场国会听证会当中表示，中国在过去两年当中，紧挨着解放军吉布提军事基地建造一个规模庞大的新码头，目前已经基本完工。设立于2017年的吉布提军事基地是中国解放军的第一个海外军事基地，距离美军的莱蒙尼尔军营只有10多公里。
I think the issue here is much broader than Djibouti or even Africa for that matter. China wants to become a global military power, and what I suspect will be a number of other facilities of some kind in other parts of the world to receive People's Liberation Army Navy ships.The United States, I think, is rightly concerned at the ultimate goals of China's global military power.
西恩告诉美国之音，他不认为美国担心的是吉布提的一个设施，美国正在密切关注的是，中国在试图扩大全球军事实力的时候，是否会变得更加透明。以上是美国之音驻国务院记者站主任张荣香的采访报道。
美国国防部长奥斯汀将出席下个月初在新加坡举行的年度香格里拉安全对话。五角大楼的声明中说，奥斯汀将于6月4号到5号首次对东南亚进行访问，在会议上将发表题为推进美国印太战略的讲话，并在场外展开双边和多边会谈。预计奥斯汀会借出席会议的机会向印太地区国家表明，美国继续致力于这一地区的和平与稳定，并希望联手地区朋友和伙伴对抗中国颠覆国际安全秩序的企图。拜登总统星期一前往维吉尼亚州南部的一所社区大学参观，推广白宫不久前公布的美国家庭计划。这个计划将在未来的10年里提供1.8万亿美元，用于改善美国幼托服务和基础教育等项目。拜登说，这项计划的资金将来自于提高企业和高收入阶层的税收，因此不会增加联邦赤字。来看报道。
If you'll turn that on for us, Josh.
But the rest of the world's caught up to us. The rest of the world's caught up to us. They're not waiting. And 12 years is no longer enough to compete with the world in the 21st century and lead the 21st century. That's why my American Families Plan guarantees 4 additional years of public education for every person in America, starting as early as we can.Doesn't add a single penny to our deficit. It's paid for by making sure corporate America and the wealthiest 1% just pay their fair share. I come from the corporate capital of the world. More corporations are incorporated in the state of Delaware than all the rest of the nation combined. And I'm not anti-corporate, but it's about time they start paying their fair share. Child care costs.Again, it's a choice. It's more important to shield millionaires from paying their fair share, or is it more important that every child gets a real opportunity to succeed from an early age and ease the burden on working families? Our chef. Whoa. Holy mackerel. What do you want to be?
美国和北约从上周六开始正式从阿富汗撤出剩余部队，并将日常运作移交给阿富汗同行。但是有人担心撤军之后可能会出现更多的暴力，对于塔利班是否会重新掌权的担忧也使得许多阿富汗人感到焦虑。来看美国之音记者坦奇姆发自阿富汗首都喀布尔的报道。
今天对于喀布尔居民努尔·艾哈迈德而言，这是普通的一天。他用油炸了当地人喜欢的三宝菜，希望出售作为斋月期间的开斋饭。他不在乎外国部队是走是留。美国及其盟国已经正式开始从阿富汗撤军，并将日常运作移交给阿富汗同行。有些人漠不关心，例如艾哈迈德，但是撤军的举动已经给社会的许多方面造成了冲击。过去是塔利班统治阿富汗，而妇女享有很少的权利。打那以后，全国取得了长足的进步。新阿富汗的标志是媒体和娱乐爆炸式增长，还有大量受过大学教育的年轻人和就业妇女。国际社会已承诺在外国部队撤离后继续接触阿富汗，但塔利班在过去一年中已经增加了对阿富汗政府和安全部队的袭击。塔利班和阿富汗政府之间的和平谈判已经陷于停顿。在压制塔利班方面，阿富汗安全部队的能力和信心很低，许多人包括美国高级官员在内都担心战斗会加剧，城市容易落到塔利班手中。政府正在努力缓解担忧。上周他向媒体展示了特种作战部队基地，其中包括枪炮射击和坦克开火。
We expect the same thing, fighting, the intense fighting, but we are ready for that. It's our country. We will fight till the end, and we will eliminate his terrorists from Afghanistan.
许多人，尤其是年轻人说，那些硬话起不到什么安慰作用。许多人说，即使与塔利班的谈判能达成政治解决方案，也有可能导致20年来获得的权利出现倒退。他们担心最坏的情况是重返1990年代，那是一场多年血腥的内战，导致塔利班军事占领了喀布尔。
As people go about their daily lives, walking around the streets, shopping for Eid, the apparent normalcy hides the nervousness of a nation anxious about its future. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Kabul.
拜登总统承诺将人权问题作为美国外交政策的核心。中国对新疆维吾尔人的镇压、缅甸军事政变以及如何援助印度的新冠病毒危机，都在考验拜登政府能否履行承诺。来看美国之音记者塞内的报道。
缅甸、俄罗斯和世界其他地方对和平示威活动的严厉镇压，考验了拜登政府将人权问题作为美国外交政策基石的承诺。
President Biden is committed to putting human rights back at the center of American foreign policy. And that's a commitment that I and the entire Department of State take very seriously.
一些人权专家说，与特朗普政府相比，拜登总统和国务卿布林肯对人权的态度迥然不同。他们认为拜登政府对中国对待维吾尔少数民族的方式发出了更为尖锐的批评。
The Biden administration has made this unequivocally clear that the Chinese government's treatment of the Uyghurs is egregious and that the U.S. government will not turn a blind eye. So that is about as radical a departure on China human rights as we've seen. I think under the prior administration, there was not nearly enough attention given to human rights abuses, whether it's in the Xinjiang region or in Hong Kong.
其他专家也注意到美国政府对全球人权的关注。
We saw sanctions on the International Criminal Court lifted. We saw the global gag rule for women's rights lifted. We've seen a lot of support for LGBT people around the world, support for civil society, and certainly human rights has been mentioned quite often, especially by Secretary of State Tony Blinken.
但霍尔温斯基和其他专家指出，中东地区还有待改善。
There have also been some missteps. So things that are very practical and not just statements include arms sales to United Arab Emirates and to Egypt, two known rights abusing nations. So we still have a long way to go.
专家说，改变语调虽然重要，但拜登政府真正的挑战将是试图让像俄罗斯和中国这样的国家为蹂躏人权行为付出代价。
Having Secretary of State Tony Blinken say that what's happening to the Uyghurs in China is a genocide is one thing. Trying to impose a cost on China for those actions while also trying to get cooperation from China on climate and the pandemic and other issues is another matter.
人权专家说，随着印度和其他国家的新冠死亡人数激增，提供紧要帮助是另一个主要人权问题。他们呼吁美国和其他富裕国家放弃知识产权，以便更多人能够取得救命的疫苗。美国之音记者塞内报道。
美国国务卿布林肯本月初期七国集团峰会时再次强调，美国将与盟友共同就新疆种族灭绝暴行采取措施。华裔自由记者阿米利亚庞在新书《中国制造：一名囚犯、一封求救信以及美国廉价商品的隐藏成本》中，讲述了中国共产党强迫劳动的系统和历史，并再次呼吁人们关注廉价商品背后可能存在的人权代价。
The reason why official regular Chinese factories outsource work secretly to labor camps is because they cannot actually make the product for that cheap of a price. Their official subcontractors cannot make that price for that cheap of a price. They have to outsource work to some really shady places like labor camps where detainees are not paid or paid far, far, far below minimum wage.And another factor that causes Chinese factories to use forced labor, use work from forced labor camps, is because they just cannot realistically make those products in that short of a time frame. And they have pretty high fees and fines if they miss their production deadline. And so they can outsource work to labor camps where detainees have to stay up 15 to 20 hours.Working. Sometimes they can stay up even 24 hours a day helping these factories meet a production deadline, that our companies are asking them to meet.I think it's because a lot of corporations are just chasing the bottom line. They want the cheapest prices and they want products made at extremely fast pace in order to take advantage of profiting off of the latest trends as much as they can. And consumers are playing a role there too. We as consumers support companies that can offer the latest prices and the latest trends. I mean, sorry, the cheapest prices for the latest trends. for the most part, they're all detainees held without access to a lawyer, without ever having gone to a trial, and they had to do manufacturing work for exporters, and they're often tortured if they don't denounce their ethnicity or political ideas or religious ideas, or just simply if they don't work fast enough to meet the production quota. You know, torture and violence and sexual abuse is very common in all of these camps. A lot of money into developing Xinjiang as this major transportation hub for the Belt and Road Initiative, which is all about trade. So if we take trade out and take trade away from China, away from Xinjiang, then we can, that could be really strong leverage to push the Chinese government to rethink its policies towards Uyghurs, at least Uyghurs alone. Xinjiang free labor, no Xinjiang labor in this product, and just really start a movement to be more transparent and to organize transparency and sustainability policies and companies around the issue of Xinjiang. We have to visit our favorite companies' websites and take a look. What are they actually saying on their sustainability page or their corporate social responsibility page? Are they revealing who they're sourcing from, how much money they actually give those companies to make the products, how much time they give the factories to make those products? If they're not really revealing this type of key information, then we can't really know for sure that they're not using forced labor.
美国亚裔商界领袖周一启动了一项$2.5亿的计划，以抗击针对亚裔美国人的歧视、诽谤和暴力，希望推动亚裔社区的归属感并促进繁荣。亚裔美国人基金会的董事包括对冲基金喜马拉雅资本的创始人李璐、阿里巴巴集团副主席蔡崇信、雅虎公司联合创始人杨致远等亚裔商界人士，他们将向该基金会捐款$1.25亿。此外，可口可乐、沃尔玛、花旗集团、亚马逊、瑞银集团、美国国家篮球协会等企业将另向该基金会捐款$1.25亿。五月是亚太裔美国人传统月，这项基金会计划将首批捐款用于反仇恨教育以及数据搜集和研究项目。以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次再见。